getting your morning started with all the information you need. The Brad and Dan Show, the talk of Connecticut.
21 minutes after 7, I'll tell you, Daniel, President Trump and key congressional Republicans have indicated they're open to backing a bill that would codify protections for Dreamers.
I think you're going to see that bill.
Oh, and I the way the president is talking, I mean, why would he be saying, I counted it three times that I heard it on one station, I love these Dreamers. Why would he be saying something like that?
I think he's going to get it, but it's going to be a package deal, Brad, and it's going to include the wall. Now, those people who watched Steve Bannon's interview on 60 Minutes with Charlie Rose Sunday night.
I saw it.
I happened to see it last night. I watched the replay.
I saw it Sunday night.
And he
thinks you're going to lose.
He said if DACA is permanent, if it becomes permanent, as instituted by the Trump administration, it will cost the Republicans the House of Representatives.
That's right.
But he also said Trump promised to build a wall, and he needs to build a wall. And I think that's how Trump will be able to get DACA through, sell DACA through, and not cost the House for the Republicans if he gets that wall built, too.
Well, that's a key, but he might have to make a deal.
Well, that's going to be the deal. The deal is I'll give you DACA, you give me my wall.
Well, I don't know if he can get DACA. Tell you, that's just my opinion.
You don't know if Trump can get DACA?
No. I'm just saying I think that it will happen that these kids will be able to be free. However, I don't think in the end, this is what I'm trying to say, I don't think in the end that he is going to get that wall.
Well, I think
I just don't think you do.
I think
okay.
I think that's going to be the line in the sand, the wall.
Well, what if it doesn't work? Then what does he do?
Well, then you don't get DACA. And Trump rolls the dice.
I think that he's talked too much about positive things about DACA.
Well,
I think they would really, for the first time, and I don't see him doing that.
I mean, you know, we hear it's all about compromise, and the Democrats, when they're out of power, are big on we have to compromise. When they're in power, they never want to compromise. But when they're out of power, we must compromise. Well, what's, to me, the ultimate compromise? You're talking compromise. All right, you want DACA? I'll give you DACA. I want my wall.
Well, hey, you may be right.
Wall.
Look, that's just my gut feeling. I'm wrong.
But, Brad, that's not compromise then, is it?
Well.
The Democrats aren't compromising then.
Well, it's not, but I don't think every deal that they make either, Dan, if you look at politics over the years, every deal, when they think there's going to be a compromise, every deal is not compromise.
Well,
you know that, too.
But this is a big deal.
Well,
I mean, you're talking about a big deal here.
I might be wrong, but I think that the kids are going to be here.
Oh, I think they will be. But I think the line of the sand is going to be Trump says, I'll give you DACA, you've got to give me my wall. Brad, he campaigned on it. That's one of his big campaign promises.
I understand that, but how many campaign promises are made and every single one is not followed, Dan? You know that as well as I do.
That's true, but when you're staking your whole his whole campaign was based on the wall. Everywhere he went, build that wall, build that wall. I mean, he based his campaign, as Bannon pointed out, by the way, on the wall, tax reform, and the economy, trade with China, that sort of thing. Those are the three big things.
Well,
I don't think
he's going to win that one. Look, it might happen down the road, but I don't think he's going to win it on this particular deal.
That's just my interpretation.
When's
down the road? What is he going to wait for?
He's got a few more years, hasn't he?
Well, we hope. But if you don't get it done, if you're a president,
I just don't agree with you on that.
Well, that's fine, but I think it's going to come down to DACA and the wall. You want DACA? You got it.
Well, let me tell you something. If they don't give him the wall, all right, and he doesn't take those kids, that's going to really hurt him. I think he's smarter than that. I think that he would make some other kind of a deal for that wall and get the wall, but not at the same time.
What is he going to do, Brad? He's got to get it done before 2018.
I just don't think it's going to be
He's got to get it done
one
before
for the
2018.
Other. That's just my own
why not?
Political feeling.
Well, to me, that's compromise. Why,
well,
okay,
look,
why,
it, Dan, there's nothing wrong sometimes with compromise once in a while.
Why don't the Democrats want to give him the wall?
I'm just saying that I don't think it's going to happen right now. I think those kids right now are the most important things.
Well, and
if anybody doesn't think that, if they don't think that they think the wall is more important now than those kids, I think they're thinking wrong.
But those kids are part of immigration reform. So an immigration reform package is going to go beyond DACA.
Dan, you asked me my opinion.
Right.
I gave it to
okay.
you. Let's see who comes out the
all
winner.
Right. I think it's going to come down to the DACA and the wall. They're going to be part of the package.
Well, okay. I don't.
Yeah.
But I think the kids are going to get through.
Well, the only way the kid, and my opinion is, the only way the kids get through is Trump gets his wall. That's going to
well,
be part
of... We have a disagreement
we do.
Here.
Yeah, yes, we do.
Yep. And that's fine.
Yeah. No, but I think that's... I mean, Trump staked his campaign on it.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
And if you're right, I'll be the first to buy you a milkshake.
Sure, because I can't drink milk.
Look at that. You know something? I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But anyhow.
You got me on that one.
But it's going to be...
Hey, you might have me on the wall, too.
I mean, I just think that it's going to be... And Trump is going to start getting things done. Between now and the end of the year, it's going to be a whirlwind. Now... Bannon, I thought the interview was very good on a number of fronts.
Well, I can't stand him.
Well, but I can't disagree with a lot of what he said in that interview.
Well,
I mean,
I saw the interview too.
Okay,
and I think
what
he's
didn't
a
you
con
like?
Man.
What you think he's a con man?
Con man,
yeah?
Absolute con man, 100%.
In what way?
In every way. I don't believe him.
But what did he say that you didn't
well,
agree
with? Well, I just don't the way he goes about things. That's all. I'm not going to get into the whole thing.
I mean, I got to tell you. What he said in that interview, I think, was spot on. He said that the Republican leadership sat down with Trump before the election, Ryan and McConnell, and he said Trump gave in to the establishment, and one of the reasons he gave in to the establishment was they sat down and they promised him that they would get Obamacare repealed by Easter. They would have a bill on his desk. He said then after that, they would go back after the Easter recess. Obamacare's repealed. They'd work on tax reform, have that done by Labor Day.
Well, I think the tax reform is going to happen. And you know why? Why do you I think the tax reform?
I don't know. Why?
Because of North Dakota.
Because of North Dakota.
Of course.
Yep.
Because of the Democratic senator, the woman in North Dakota, that Trump is talking with, and I think that is how he's going to get that tax reform with some of the Democrats.
The so-called triangulation theory. But
I don't care what theory it is.
Well,
I'm just telling you, I've been following this
and what
I think.
But to finish, what Bannon said, Brad, was Ryan and McConnell promised Trump three things in the first year. Obamacare would be repealed by Easter. Tax reform between Easter and Labor Day and infrastructure after Labor Day, you'd have those three things out of the way the first year. They haven't delivered on one of them yet. And that's what Bannon was saying, that this leadership in the Republican Congress and the Republican Senate has been non-existent.
Well, that's why he went to the Democrats already.
That's it. Yep.
But, so let's wait and see. I'm glad. That's a good...
We'll see.
Who wins this one?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting between now and the end of the year.
Very interesting.
That.
Very interesting. And there'll be this kind of discussion
mm-hmm.
that will go on between now and the end of the year.
Yep.
You're absolutely right.